It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig. And it's time for the Pinky the Pig podcast show, where you listen, laugh, and learn with an oink and a moo. And I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Cow. Hi, Pinky. How's Pinky? I'm awesome. How are you, Mildred?
I'm awesome. So, what would you like to talk about today?
Your turn.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to celebrate today a very famous American actress, dancer, singer, producer. She's not with us any longer, but she was born on this day in 1936, Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, yeah. Famous, beautiful, graceful actress. Yes. And then did she do that show, That Girl? That Girl? You know, That Girl.
No, that's, you're thinking of someone else, another beautiful brunette actress. That's Marlo Thomas. They were actually born just 1 year apart, but Marlo is still with us, still entertaining and going strong.
Good.
But Mary Tyler Moore, she lived to be 80, and like we say, very famous dancer.
Yeah, you could tell just by the way she walks.
Right, and the first big thing that she did, she had a TV show with Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke, come on, that cannot be his real name.
Actually, it is, Pinky. Richard Wayne Van Dyke. He was born in 1925, and he's 96.
Yeah, he's still great. He dances every day. That's how, wow, he stays so young.
And perhaps.
I'm sure of it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Mary Tyler Moore was born on this day in 1937.
No, you're thinking of Marlo Thomas. Mary was born in 1936.
Okay.
So the Dick Van Dyke show came before the show, That Girl.
Got it.
And that was in black and white.
Black and white TV? Yeah, that goes back.
Right. And the Dick Van Dyke show was about this guy, this writer.
This guy?
This man, a gentleman, he was a writer in New York City on a TV show. He was a comedy writer, and that was his character.
Ah. And he's on TV playing a TV writer.
Yes. And in the plot, Dick Van Dyke, who plays Robert Petrie, he meets his wife, Laura, because she was a dancer with the USO.
The USO?
The United Service Organization, which is an American nonprofit corporation, and they provide live entertainment to the U.S. Armed Forces. And Laura was a dancer, and she meets Rob Petrie, and they get married. So now she becomes his wife, and she lives at home, and he makes the money and brings the money home.
Yeah, okay.
This is in the 60s, and it's just very funny because there's all this going on at his workplace is funny, and then going on at his home place is funny. It's a real light comedy sitcom.
Situation comedy. Yeah, the best part is when he walks in, right? He comes home from work and he trips over the stool.
The ottoman.
Yeah, quite the acrobat.
Yeah, well, he's a dancer.
Yeah, that's a funny show.
Right, and then later, Mary Tyler Moore got her own show and it was completely different because now she doesn't play a housewife. She plays an independent woman living on her own in Minneapolis, and she also works on a TV show, The Plot, actually a news show. But now she's an unmarried, independent woman, and she's focused on her career. So this was a rarity in American television in the 70s to have a female character who was neither married or dependent on a man. So this was a groundbreaking TV series promoting feminism.
Yeah, good for her.
And that's what That Girl, that show also, was a single girl living alone in New York City. So That Girl was kind of the premise. It came before the Mary Tyler Moore show. it kind of paved the way.
Yeah, come a long way, baby.
Right. And Mary Tyler Moore, she was quite felt very strongly about animal rights. She was an advocate for animal rights. She was a vegetarian.
Yeah, nice. Way to go, Mary.
Yeah. And that Dick Van Dyke Show, it won 15 Emmys and many other awards, as did the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Very successful. And Mary herself won many, many awards personally.
Yeah, and I kind of tie in Julie Andrews with them too.
Well, that's because Julie Andrews also co-starred with Dick Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke did the movie Mary Poppins with Julie Andrews, also another great dancer, singer, actress. And Mary Tyler Moore did a movie with Julie Andrews, Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Yeah. Okay, so Mary Tyler Moore, what did she have to say? Do we have some quotes from her?
We do. And Pinky, we'll start with this first one. Mary said, "You can't be brave if you've only had wonderful things happen to you." "Take chances, make mistakes. That's how you grow. Pain nourishes your courage. You have to fail in order to practice being brave."
Yeah, good one.
Mary goes on to say, "You truly have to make the very best of what you've got. We all do."
Yeah.
And Mary tells of the time, she says, "My grandfather once said, having watched me one entire afternoon, prancing and leaping and cavorting, 'This child will either end up on stage or in jail.' Fortunately, I took the easy route."
Yeah, that's cute.
And here's a quote that Robert Redford said about Mary Tyler Moore. "There's a bravery in Mary that's extraordinary. Sometimes I couldn't figure out whether she didn't know any better or had incredible courage, but she always did it."
That's a nice compliment.
Yes. And Mary went on to say, "It's nice to be successful, but nice isn't the essence of living. Struggle is."
Yeah, that makes you wonder, you know, what she endured to have all that wisdom. It's a little bit dark.
Well, I think she's just realistic. I mean, if you just live a cushy life, you don't learn to appreciate and be strong and have courage.
Yeah.
This one's kind of cute. "Diets are for those who are thick and tired of it."
Oh, sick and tired of it because they're thick. Oh, and they go on a diet.
Yeah. And this one. "Having a dream is what keeps you alive. Overcoming the challenges make life worth living."
Yeah.
And Piggy, I'm just going to read a few of the lines from the theme song, "Love Is All Around," for the Mary Tyler Moore Show, written by Paul Williams.
Okay, yes, please.
And he wrote, "Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement, you show it. This world is awfully big, girl. This time you're all alone. But love is all around. No need to waste it. You're going to make it, after all."
Yeah, she gave a lot of courage to women doing it on their own. Yeah, we've come a long way, baby. But you know, it's a personal choice. If you want to be single, then you be single. If you want to be married, then you be married. But that's the beauty. We get to make our own choices in life about all kinds of things.
Yes, and we thank Mary Tyler Moore for her inspiration and laughter and entertainment. Yeah, and her good morals and doing all the things that she did as a director.
Yes.
Okay, Mildred, that was fun. Talk to you tomorrow. I love you.
I love you.